Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones will hand off to Taylor, trying to string it out, and he's going to be brought down for a loss as Will Anderson Jr. and Mario Edwards get in there to make the stop and force a TFL. It's third down.
Oh, excellent job of reestablishing the line of scrimmage.
That's right, Andre. Absolutely excellent job. A very important play, mind you. There's a lot of like little important plays in this game that I do wonder if I will remember to come bring up, or if we'll have occasion to bring up. But remember, the most important thing, Victory Monday, 20-16 victory over the Colts. And that one was important because at the time of that play, I believe that they are in field goal range, the Colts are.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texans had just scored their touchdown to make it 20-13. So the Colts were looking to go and tie the game up. That was a 2nd and 2. When they're in field goal range, so if they get that first down, they continue to move this thing along. That is a 5-yard tackle for loss on the edge with Will Anderson Jr. and Mario Edwards. Actually, they had a little tight end, tackle end game going on there, mm-hmm. where they kind of stunt. And then they blow that thing up in the backfield, able to make a 3rd and long. 3rd and long has not been advantageous for the Colts, and it wasn't there. Colts settle for 3. And that's the final score, 20-16.
That's
there,
the
right?
Final
like
score.
That is a big play in the game. And of course, around this, Will Anderson Jr. felt like it was a level up in this game, wasn't it?
I think there was a level up. Did you feel like I did, like Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans starting to use Will Anderson a little bit like Myles Garrett?
I thought that was the level up.
Yeah.
In fact, the name that I thought of is more because I've had more.
I'm waiting for him to do a crossover.
The thing about it is he's so workman. I don't think that he's going to get out here laissez-faire doing crossover. I think when he's down there, he's like, let's go eat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought of the name, instead of Myles Garrett, I thought of Micah Parsons. Not like we're shading him in either way. Both of those fantastic players. But specifically because there was a play where on 3rd down, I believe.
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
They have Will Anderson Jr. Mm-hmm. as a stand-up linebacker.
Middle linebacker.
But really, just so that he can attack up the middle.
That's Myles Garrett stuff.
Set up perfectly.
Yes.
Because the play before, Toa Toa goes and blitzes up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a little bit of pressure, but he doesn't ultimately get there. Then you put Will there immediately after, and that center looked like he almost lifted up off his feet.
Dude, that's a good center, too. Like, he just put him on skates, and then he started doing the little quick step. You know how when you stumble and you start to fall and you do the little quick step trying to catch yourself? The center was going backwards trying to catch himself. It was a thing of beauty to see what Will Anderson was doing and how they're using him. Was that a little hint of what we're going to see more of now?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Right, because this is the thing is, if you have that now as a possibility, it's in the tuck.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to it if you need to.
It's on tape.
And, shout out to these defensive tackles. They have been able to get pressure at times. But if you just absolutely need pressure up the middle, hey, we'll just throw D'Nico Autry on one side, mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter on the other, and then Will up the middle. What do you do?
Yeah.
What does one do in that circumstance?
Yeah. No, that I think that was something where, you kind of go, huh.
Actually, I think that might have been Barnett on the edge on that one. I might be misremembering. 96, 95, similar numbers. But yes, terrifying stuff. Will Anderson deserves a lot of credit because not just that.
Mm-hmm.
They were great in the run, right? Run stopping was the name of the game. Him, Danielle, the entirety of the defense, they were great. My favorite run stopper. Tommy Togiai, got to give him his love because he was a dude that was
I
know. What's the world coming?
How did I become the Togiai hater?
He must be a believer.
This is
now.
Unbelievable. Y'all done made me a Togiai hater. And the reason why that 2nd and 2 was super important as well, the 5-yard stop. The next play was a 3rd and 7, and Jalen Petrie might be the quietest game ball guy in this game. That was a huge pass breakup at the sticks on that next play. And he had a few of those in this game with wearing his guardian cap coming back from a concussion.
And big tackles. You know, you talk about swarm. I think that's what really did it for him this year in this game was they were really, really finishing the tackles with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. All right. So I teased this. I wanted to get to this. This was a weird penalty game. Mm-hmm. We talked about how it was kind of off early on for the offense of the Texans. It was also off because what was happening with the execution and the way that this thing was going early on. Did you surmise anything of this? Because early on, I was like, the operation of not covering a wide receiver, but then also covering a wide receiver, just messing that up. Mm-hmm. I forget which one it was in this moment. I'm so flustered by how upset I was watching it happen.
Well, I think Blake Fisher reported eligible and wasn't covered on one
right,
of them.
There you go.
And then there was another one where even J.J. Watt, I shouldn't say even, but J.J. Watt astutely, then Texans ended up calling a timeout. Said, hey, they're doing it again. Like, they're screwing this up again. They didn't cover up the tight end on the other side.
Yeah. So
it was – that's not rust. That's not C.J. Stroud rust. There were moments of C.J. Stroud rust. Yeah, and I think he cleaned it up, and we talked about that.
You don't think that operation of making sure that those guys are lined up
correctly?
Well,
maybe ultimately he has some responsibility to put them there, obviously at the line of scrimmage.
This didn't happen with Davis.
Right.
And I know that that's going to be a popular refrain in Houston.
Well, it was early on. Tell me about your Davis Mills takes in the first quarter, because my wife was all about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I heard Jan was getting spicy with it. But the thing that I came to was you also had the weird – illegal formation mm-hmm. on the kickoff, and I was like, "Oh, so this might not just be an offense thing. Like, mm-hmm. what is this?"
It's probably a combination. There is the responsibility at the line of scrimmage by C.J. Stroud. I mean, he clearly could have gotten them straight, but they weren't straight to begin with. And the play call, whether it was the script, whether how they worked it, and there was some confusion during the week or whatever. It was just disjointed, and that's not something you want to see. That said. They did start cleaning it up, and they look much better at the end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And they started cleaning it up.
And then...
the refs didn't.
And then, yes.
This was objectively, mm-hmm. and outside of any level of bias, being, understanding where my feet are, this was terrible officiating in this game. Like, mm-hmm. it was not... Well, terrible actually might be a little harsh, but it was bad.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible. You can't. I mean, that was beyond. That was a full second. I've seen it broken down on the internet of the delay of game that was not called. That was huge. And then the pass interference. Look, we're all happy now, but the pass interference was a swipe at the dude's hand.
Yes,
basically a little swipe at the dude's hand. If I were an Indianapolis Colts fan right now, I would be losing my mind.
They are.
I feel like
they are. Don't worry about it.
I feel like they losing their mind over the no good field goal that was good.
That was the cherry on top.
All right, so I think that those are the three mm-hmm. biggest mm-hmm. portions of this, and I think probably almost in order mm-hmm. on that big third was a third down, third and long, in fact.
Yeah.
It was a third and 17 or
something like that. Yeah.
Where C.J. Stroud, it's a delay of game by the letter of the law. Mm-hmm. I thought, can you pull up the pool report? Because
I have the pool report.
Was it Clay
right
Martin
here.
Who was the official here? We should say his name because mm-hmm. you should probably remember his name next time it comes up. He runs a pretty disorganized crew,
yeah.
in my estimation. What was his response to the delay of game?
So you have a pool reporter whenever there are controversial calls. This was three questions they asked Clay Martin, which says a lot about the job that they do.
Yeah, because usually the pool report like, is only, like, we ask if there's something really big that was problematic that happened. Yeah. They were like, hey, we got multiple questions, big dog. We got work that we need to put in here. First
hey,
and
bro,
foremost.
You got time?
You got some time? Here, take a seat.
Hey,
take
you might seat. As well have a seat. We're going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah. So this was his explanation on the delay of game. The back judge is the calling official, and there is a process on that. When the clock hits zero, he looks down to the ball, and if the ball is snapped, he looks down from the clock to the ball. We leave that alone. That's what he ruled on the play. That's not really an answer. It is an answer, but it was a full second plus.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That is the standard response. That is the boilerplate response that you get in these circumstances. And I wasn't that upset by it. I understand why Colts fans would be in that moment.
But how long do it take you to look at the ball?
Yeah. That was
and
the
then
thing.
Look back up at the clock.
Yeah. That was the thing.
How long do it take you to do that?
Seth made a fantastic point earlier. He said he's talked to some refs, and they like that's what they say. The reality is they just kind of play it by feel. If it feels like you're taking too long, then they'll call it. So I can maybe let them live off that because it is not too far from how they typically handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The pass interference was the one where I was like,
well,
This is real
the follow-up
business.
From the pool report.
This is real nasty.
The reporter said, on the same play, what led to the pass interference penalty on Kenny Moore? And Clay Martin said, the calling official had an arm grab at the top of the route. When you look back, the ball was in the air, and when you see the ball in the air, that makes it pass interference. Okay, so here, if he did really grab his arm, I love when they say, well, the official had this. He had that. He saw this. But that's not what happened. You know, so he saw it and it was wrong.
Aggressively wrong.
It was just a swipe at the hand. It was just incredible.
Y'all I think Hutchinson was actually tripping. I think he was already
falling.
He
might have been.
I think he was already falling, if we're going to be entirely honest. My estimation, I could easily be wrong, but I did go back and watch this game. TV copy. I would love to see all 22 things in that nature, which I think I have access to now today.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think that was one of those things where I'll take it, but I will acknowledge that was one of a few things that they did wrong.
Yeah.
And
then there's the extra point.
Those happening on the same play is wild. And then there's the extra point, which I don't know how we get to a correct answer here. But hey, Clay, what'd you see, big dog?
Okay, so earlier he said the calling official had the arm grab. On this one he said the calling official had the ball above the upright and completely inside the outside edge of the upright, so he ruled a successful try. Okay. This one is the only one of the three that I'll give them a little bit of grace.
Yeah, same.
Because from our perspective, there are so many figments of the imagination, so to speak, that you could, you know, it was an illusion, so almost, you know, where the ball is and isn't. I'll give them this one, but even when you slow
it down.
That was
super close,
like,
man.
Ah!
Well, the problem is, There's no way that we can cross-reference when it's crossing that
right,
threshold.
The illusion of it all. Yeah. I'll give them a little bit on that one.
I just don't know what to do with that one.
Yeah.
Do you buy in at all to the idea that the Xavier Hutchinson pass interference was a makeup call for the lack of a pass interference on that deep ball, that pass interference that was called on, was it Kamari on the right side?
Yeah.
Where it was just uncatchable. Ball was way out. I mean, it hits halfway down the sideline. And I don't know that Downs was going to get up and elevate to go and try and get at that one. Do you feel any credence to that in your mind?
I do believe in makeup calls. It's going to be hard for me to buy that, though.
Yeah. It was like a third and 15.
Those were bad.
And then immediately after is the Tyler Warren touchdown.
Right.
And so you could easily take it if you wanted to from a Texas perspective and go, all right, definitely refs were bad in favor of the Texans in some ways, but also there was another way in which that you probably gave up seven because the refs had a really weird call.
And by the way, Colts, make an extra point yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have an opportunity to go and
tie it
with the field goal and take it to overtime or something of that nature. But yeah, bad refs, but ultimately I think I land on, I don't think they impacted the way that this game went, even though it was really ugly in the way it happened. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, still going on a victory reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. What makes you believe that this team might just do it? Or if you don't, why are you still skeptical? Skeptical, that's the word. 713-572-4610. I'll get that right and we'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.